Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 210. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how's it going?
We're having a great night.
You think I was going to say, gentlemen, start your engine?
Exactly.
Start right. Your engine.
That was May, right?
They've right. been started.
They've already been started.
Started.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic night.
Good.
It's a good night.
I would it agree is a good night. I concur. Not conquer, but concur.
Like always, concur. We needed this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I needed it badly. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Huh? I know.
Friday recording?
Nothing.
All right. We'll do 2:11. Let it be done. Yeah, it is a good night. Mm-hmm. Just knocking them down, right?
Setting them up. No.
Set them up, knock them down.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I got this game here figured out. You roll this ball down this here gully. And you slide down this lane and knock all the pins down before the ball gets there. You know what movie that's from?
Is it...
Kingpin?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
Big Lebowski, no.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
My gosh. I did not know that.
Yeah,
I don't remember that scene.
I don't remember that in the whole Big Lebowski, but I'm like, those are the two bowling movies.
I should have known by the accent you were doing like a country accent. Uh-huh. I was thinking, yeah, that's how he
Gully.
Talks.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that makes
Gully.
Sense.
Gully, yeah.
Yeah, he puts a football helmet on or whatever. Throws himself down the lane, knocking them all down before the ball gets there.
God.
I don't remember. I've seen that, but I don't
remember. See, I haven't seen the whole movie, so only parts.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
That's
it sounds great. It sounds like a great
pretty obscure,
scene.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. No, it's good. Good scene. And scene.
Well, good.
We're in a good mood, aren't we? All three of us.
I think we're punched drunk.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Well, hey, let's get, you know, right to it, Sean.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about Nate's pick, and this is Malahide Castle.
Malahide.
And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Please do.
Yes.
We encourage you to.
Malahide. Mm-hmm. I will give a foundation, then you can tell us how you found this place, right? You've been there, haven't you? You've lived there.
Yep.
I keep thinking you're going to say Malachi.
You bet. Malachi. This is a place you built with your hands.
Right? Yep.
This 800-year-old medieval structure, so you probably didn't build it, right?
Good night, 800.
Is one of the most popular castles in Dublin and haunted, and it is home to generations of the Talbot family until 1973. It's since been sold to the Irish state and is open for visitors, but be warned, there is a legend of a murdered jester, Puck, which we'll talk about, who swore he'd haunt this castle with his last breaths. Bwah-ha-ha-ha. Right?
800 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yep, 800. And then...
there's five main ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Five main ghosts.
It's not like Lep.
Oliver Cromwell granted the property to one of his loyalists, Miles Corbett.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been through a few hands.
Yeah.
Corbett was later hanged, drawn, and quartered at Malahide for his
atrocities.
Okay.
I was trying to
keep from saying aristocrats.
I'm going to learn a new word.
Atrocities. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that word spelt before.
It's not used very much.
I say poo poo on the English language.
But yeah, his atrocities during Cromwell's reign. He was used as an example for those who might consider conspiring against the crown. His ghost is one of the five that haunts Malahide Castle today.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. How did I come across this one?
Yeah.
Well, I went in that little search bar and put haunted places, and it popped up.
Wow. That's a crazy way to find a haunted topic.
Yeah, I just try to find stuff that's interesting.
Very interesting. I mean, how do you do that? And that's
all in the wrist.
Yeah.
Flink.
In that there search bar, huh?
Uh-huh. That them their search bar.
They say that Puck, with the court jester who fell in love with the lady, this says it was before the days of Meghan and Harry, Puck was stabbed outside of the castle with his dying words promised to haunt the castle. He is often seen in photographs with visitors. And it says, if you visit there, perhaps he'll be in one of your pictures.
Hmm.
That sounds super creepy. I think court jesters and they're just thinking about them. They just seem weird, and maybe it's the way Hollywood perceives them, or portrays them, and how we perceive them. But it just seems silly, but it also is just like, entertain me, jester. But I don't know. That's sad. You always think of them as like little short guys that are, having to be silly and be funny, and
wear these silly hats with bells on them.
Exactly. Right. Right. So
who would they make me laugh?
Who wouldn't love that? But apparently not this lady.
All good.
I was just going to say the castle sits on 260 acres.
Whoa. Oh.
So it's not a small chunk of land by any means.
No, it's not. Wow.
There's a bunch of gardens there too. I mean, it is like, it's beautiful, like pristine. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks like a castle.
Yeah, it looks like a castle.
It does.
There's a castle,
like a Malahide castle.
There's a castle close to it called Swords Castle, but I want to say Swords.
Swords.
Swords Castle.
Swords.
It probably is Swords.
Hey, Swords. Hey there. Hey-o. Kermit the Frog. Have you heard about Miss Maud Plunkett and Love Number One?
Ooh.
No, but you're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
Despite the family's overall good fortune, there were tragedies. One is associated with three of the five identified ghosts. Miss Maud Plunkett. You got to love the name, Miss Maud Plunkett.
Sounds made up.
Maud was a... a lovely young woman. Now, see, I'm picturing Maud as just an 85-year-old woman, that she was never young.
Never.
There's never, Maud was never young, okay? She was born 87 years old. She was a lovely young woman, daughter of the Baron of Killeen. She and a young soldier, Walter Hussey, Lord Guntram, fell in love. Because Lord Guntram was on duty, his father petitioned the Talbots for permission to marry at Malahide. The Talbots agreed. Oh. There are two versions of Lord Guntram and Maud Plunkett's wedding day. One version is that Guntram was ambushed on his way to the wedding, stabbed and killed by his rival. The other is that Guntram and Plunkett were married the morning of Whit Monday in 1429. A few hours later, Guntram was killed in battle, possibly by his rival. Either way, Lord Guntram's ghost haunts Malahide Castle, wandering the halls, groaning and pointing to the spear wound in his side. The groans may be from his wounds. Most say he's groaning because Maud wed his rival shortly after his death. Now, how could she do that?
I sort of figured that happened.
Did you see that coming, Nate?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. I didn't either.
Well, if he is his rival, take him out of the picture, and then he can step right in.
He did just that. Sound like it.
Did you know one thing, and this is not going to be super surprising because we've talked about these guys before, but did you know there are such things as fairy trails in Ireland?
Yeah, kind of, I think. Yeah.
Well,
I think I've heard of them.
Malahide Castle has one of them. So.
Oh, okay.
And they're spread out all over. This list is like the top 10 best, but Malahide Castle's on there.
Nice.
This says, it was in County Dublin, tickets for this ferry trail can be booked online in advance or bought on the same day at the visitor center, and it gives it in pounds, not money, so that always confuses me. But it shows, like... The funny thing is a lot of these, and I looked in this entire list, it looks like just a bunch of things for kids to do. Like, do you think the fairies appreciate that?
No.
No, not at all, right? So it is well known. That's one of the well-known things on the ground is the fairy trail. You think they actually ever see fairies? Fairy trail.
Maybe. So. Who knows?
Stemming off of your first story there, Todd, the next husband's ghost.
Oh.
Husband number two wasn't around long, and Maud married a third time to a Lord Chief Justice. By this time,
did he go by Chief?
He did go by Chief. If you knew him well, you just said Justice.
Justice.
By this time, Maud had become more than a little insecure. By most accounts, Maud was very possessive of her new husband. Some say she was even abusive. According to legend, Maud and Lord Chief Justice fought frequently, and Maud was usually the instigator.
Maud.
Come on, Maud. reputedly, she chased him around the house during their fights, and it is believed that the Lord Chief Justice's ghost is the person ghostly Maud pursues down the hall at Malahide.
That makes sense.
Get back here!
Yeah, I see her with a rolling pin.
Maud makes me think of, the actress that played, Bea Arthur, right? That played Dorothy, but her original show on TV was Maud.
Right.
And
we watched it.
She looked like somebody that was had only been an old woman.
Yeah, she was never young.
She never. Oh, gosh. There is another popular attraction, and it's the Butterfly House, and it's located at the Malahide Castle and Gardens in County of Dublin. The Butterfly House is situated in Cambridge Glass House within the walled garden and features over 20 species of butterflies, making it a paradise for both amateur enthusiasts and experienced lepidopterists. I guess that must be a butterfly professional. Never heard that before. And I'm pretty sure I'm butchering that word.
I don't know.
It says, visitors can learn about the life cycle of butterflies and enjoy a magical family experience and then take a haunted tour. No. Did you see anything about haunted tours here? I did not.
I did not.
No. I imagine that they should have them if they don't have them. I didn't either.
I would imagine they do.
Hmm. That's something else. Besides the fairy trails, the butterfly houses apparently are a big thing across Ireland.
Hmm.
The haunted butterfly house. Is
haunted
what we
butterfly
house. I did not find anything on haunted butterflies.
I've got poor Miles Corbett. He is the fourth ghost of Malahide Castle.
This is the best.
Fourth is the best.
This one. He just is. He's the best.
Corbett was one of 59. Man, my glasses here. Regicides.
You got to put them on. You know.
Members of Parliament who signed Charles I's death warrant. After Charles I was overthrown, Corbett was granted Malahide by Cromwell. He then promptly tried to outlaw Catholicism and attack the local abbey. During his short... These people are just angry people.
They are ruthless.
During his short tenure, he managed to become hated by all the locals.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no kidding. After Cromwell was executed and the monarchy reinstated, Charles II called for the death of all regicides. Upon hearing this, Corbett fled to the Netherlands and the Talbots returned to Malahide. 2 years later, when Corbett was caught, he was taken back to Malahide and executed. His ghost reappears on the anniversary of his death, running through the halls of the castle. I wonder if Maud's chasing him. His ghost also appears other times during the year in a full suit of armor that slowly falls apart into four pieces.
Oh, that'd be interesting to see.
That would be kind
of That's
creepy.
Why I love that. Huh. I just think, that have we ever heard of a ghost that like falls apart and then comes back together again?
Yeah.
Pull yourself together.
Yes,
call yourself a soldier.
Sir, yes, sir.
Hold on a second. Let me...
It's like Mr. Potato Head, right? Transformer.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So there you go.
Wow.
Miles Corbett.
I am already sold because it's Ireland and I love anything Irish. And we've talked about this before. We talked about this with leprechauns and all the different places, Leap Castle and all that.
Lep.
Dang it. I knew I was going to do it. I didn't do it on purpose that time. I didn't. You told me not to do it. Yeah, but I love it. So we're going for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But on
by
the
plane,
list.
By boat, by submarine. I don't care.
But we're submarine. Going. Yeah. Can you see us on a submarine?
Not one. No, only one of the legitimate ones. Not one of those that like billionaire. Like, yeah
I want a real.
I'll get you there.
Yeah.
We'll go by the Titanic. Nah, too soon. Probably too soon.
No, that's all right.
So, how about a ghost named Puck?
Is that Puck from, what was it, on MTV?
Puck's
the Real World.
Real World.
Oh, you remember Puck? Yeah, I do remember Puck.
San Francisco? Yep.
That's what.
Oh, yeah.
Puck's
the
jester, though.
Yep. The fifth ghost of Malahide is the visitor's favorite, Puck. Puck was a dwarf.
See, he was. See, I knew you could tell us more.
In addition to being the Talbot's jester, Puck was a watchman who lived in one of the towers. During the reign of Henry VIII, had to do my Roman numerals real quick, Lady Eleanora Fitzgerald, a kinswoman,
that was her name, huh?
Was confined to Malahide Castle because of her rebel tendencies. Mm-hmm. Puck fell in love with the lady. Some say Puck was distracted by the lady and hung himself for falling in, or for failing in his sentry duties.
Oh.
Others say Puck was rejected and hung himself in misery. It was also been suggested that the Talbots found the match unsuitable and ended it.
Most, by ending him?
Yeah.
Most versions say Puck was mysteriously stabbed on a snowy December night just outside the castle's walls. He was wearing his jester suit, complete with cap and bells.
Oh, yes! We were hoping.
Puck was found before he died, and with his dying breath, he vowed to haunt Malahide Castle. Puck is now a mischievous spirit who enjoys photobombing.
Nice.
When you, I love it. So,
yeah.
I said that in the introduction, and then I gave a little blurb, and that is so much more. And the interesting, so in you telling that story, I'm getting a vibe of Leprechaun, Willow, and Mini-Me. I'm getting this guy that's kind of a mix of all three of those. I love that, though.
Good old Puck.
I do.
That's funny.
What the Puck? He is, would it make his ghost that much better if he was the drawn-in corner and that, like, fell apart and came back together again?
that does sound really funny. Falls apart and puts it back together again.
Andrew. Oh.
I got the last ghost. You want to hear about the last ghost?
I do.
Lay it on us.
Now you're going to...
Is he better than the other ghosts? Because I don't think you can beat these ghosts.
Well, just get ready.
I'm ready.
There is one other ghost on Malahide, the White Lady.
Oh, here we go.
There is a painting of an anonymous lady wearing a flowing white dress in the Great Hall. No one knows who she is or how her portrait came to be at Malahide Castle. Nonetheless, on many occasions, this young lady steps out of her portrait and wanders the hall or the castle halls. In addition to ghosts, there are a number of unexplained incidents at Malahide Castle. It says doors that the staff have locked simply unlock themselves. Open doors slam shut. Unseen hands push people as they're walking down hallways. Water taps turn themselves on and off. And Malahide Castle is open, and you are welcome in. How about that?
The five.
Let's plan it.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Is that as scary as 13 ghosts? No. I don't think so. No.
What, five ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But they're great ghosts. That's the thing is... they were saying, you know, like, some of these other castles, they got all these ghosts. We got five, but they're five really good ones. So who needs more than five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five more than I think my house has, I hope.
Yeah, no kidding. What else have we got on Malahide?
Besides the fact that we're going, we maybe check out and see if we can find a fairy or a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I like that you said it was on the fairy trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got the fairy trail. You get the butterfly house.
Yeah.
So there's some light to the darkness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the looks of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very creepy, but yet elegant.
It is. It has. And it's got those two, noticeable from the towers, like antenna or whatever. Or flagpoles or whatever. They're flagpoles. What they're they look like antenna at first, and maybe they get cable, right? Satellites on them, but that's very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about the Lord Chief Justice? Did you already talk about that, Nate? Mm-hmm.
She is the third husband.
Because if you know her really well, you just call her Chief or Justice.
Okay, that's right. Here's a little more on the. Chief Justice said he was an avid bodybuilder.
Yes!
And spent a lot of time fighting with his wife. He spent any spare time he had exercising. And so, in various parts of the castle, his ghost can be seen exercising, often going for a jog or weightlifting.
In the gymnasium.
Leave me alone. I'm getting my pump on.
Yeah.
The gym's that way.
That's right. So you can see a weightlifting ghost. How about that?
That might be the most silly thing I've ever heard. Besides this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That is true. There you go. I just had to say that. I was like, he's weightlifting. All right.
Heck yeah.
That's good stuff. Anything else on Malahide?
No, but it's a place on our list. We've officially put it on there.
Sounds good. Nate?
Heck yeah.
You want to help us out then?
I was trying to think of something to say about Puck, but
I was going to say, in my mind, I was like, I bet he's going to say something.
I've got one thing, but.
Well, let's get the Puck out of here. That's a wrap.
Oh.
I got music playing in my head now.
I went there.
You did go there.
It's like just ornery enough.
Just ornery enough. Still family friendly. Ornery.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, thanks, Nate.
We edged that line.
You're welcome.
Just edge it.
Just along the edge, just teetering, teetering. Yep. But
it's all good.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 210 and our discussion on Malahide Castle. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.